Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where a great majority of Americans, and particularly a big majority of Republicans, want the COVID-19 thing to go away. I think every American wants it to go away. But there's a fascinating poll that shows that 89% of Republicans, namely nearly all of us, believe that they agree with the statement that we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives. Okay, what exactly does that mean? 1-800-955-1776. And what are the consequences of that for the continued agitation, difficulty, fear, and the continued death toll, which mounts up closer and closer to 1 million people, which at the beginning of the pandemic, very, very few people had predicted that level of death and suffering. We will get to that. We will also be talking about a very controversial actress who got herself fired. Why? Because she behaved offstage in an utterly disgusting manner concerning an American hero. We will tell you about that. We will also talk a little bit about utterly disgusting manner in which some of the, quote, heroic truckers who have basically shut down the capital of Canada, chased the prime minister out of town. They're protesting against vaccinations. And speaking of vaccinations, at some point, who knows who came to Washington, D.C. for that anti-vax Sunday, but they left behind some swastikas. And some of the truckers had swastikas. And there were Nazi rallies, open Nazi rallies that took place in Orlando, Florida, in Chicago, in Kansas. Really, this weekend. Why? In particular, we'll try to probe that as well, and we'll also be talking, speaking of mysteries that are disturbing, we'll be talking with Gordon Chang about the latest missile launch. It's no longer called, they did have a missile, really they did, a Korean missile called the Long Dong, which they're not playing with anymore. Sorry, but the image of Kim Jong-un, and remember when President Trump was, before they became best buds, when President Trump said to him, I have a bigger button than you do, meaning nuclear button, so don't mess with us. Well, we will try to figure out with Gordon Chang, why it is the United States is asking again for diplomacy, because it went so well the last time. It is something totally worth checking out. And then the idea that Trump has breached the notion of pardoning even people, presumably, who have already committed guilty. There are more than 165 people who have pled guilty. Some of them already on their way to prison. Some of them already serving in prison. They get pardons, too. And the argument for pardons would be dot, 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 dot. We will get to that as well on a busy day on the Medved Show. Okay, first up, there is this, just two things that you have to contrast and hold these two ideas in your mind for just a moment, because I'd love to get thinking on this. If you have any notion of what this means and how you reconcile these two things, I would love to hear it. 1-800-955-1776. There's a new Monmouth poll, and they asked people's opinion on the following statement. It is time that we accept that COVID is here to stay, and we just need to get on with our lives. Overall, 70% of Americans agree with that statement, 28% disagree. And among Democrats, 47% agree, 51% disagree. And among Republicans, 89% agree they want to just forget about COVID and recognize it's here to stay, and we just get on with our lives. And then independents are actually more like Republicans on this. They have a big majority, 71%, who think it's time to get on with our lives and basically forget about COVID because it's here to stay. And meanwhile, there is this headline today, this from Associated Press. A U.S. death toll from coronavirus on the verge of reaching 900,000. We're going to be at a million soon. The U.S. is just days away from seeing 900,000 deaths due to COVID-19, and a million deaths are on the horizon, public health experts said this weekend. As of late Sunday, 884,223 people, and each of those a human being with family members and dreams and favorite things and hobbies and people with lives lost. 884,223 people in this country have died of COVID. That, according to the authoritative Johns Hopkins University data, with 74.3 million, which is, again, it's remarkable when you talk about that's close to one out of five of every American has been infected by COVID-19. Death tolls during the current COVID surge, fueled by the Omicron variant of the novel coronavirus, are surpassing the average daily tolls from a few months ago when the Delta variant was dominating the pandemic. That will cause a lot of soul-searching. University of California Irvine public health professor Andrew Neumer told USA Today of the inevitability of a million deaths. There will be a lot of discussion about what we could have done differently, how many of the deaths were preventable. Deaths in the U.S. from COVID have topped 2,100 a day, the highest in nearly a year, the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday. 2 months ago, before Omicron was detected, the seven-day average for newly reported deaths was about 1,000 less than the 2,191 reached last Monday. While Omicron appears to cause milder illness than other variants, especially Delta, the sheer number of Omicron patients, especially those who steadfastly refuse to get vaccinated, is driving up the totals of both deaths and infections, public health experts say. So if what it says is you need to learn to live with Omicron, does that mean no more masks, no more avoiding of big crowded restaurants? Does that mean avoiding super spreader events? People still do and should talk about that, because especially with Omicron, which is so very infectious, it's so easy to spread in big events like that anti-vax rally at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial that occurred not this Sunday, but the Sunday before yesterday. What about the big event in Ottawa with truckers having, to some extent, shut down the Canadian capital? And what does this have to do with Nazism? Why do they have swastikas as their symbol? We will get to that and to more, and to the surprising reaction from President Trump, all coming up on The Medved Show.
Entertain your brain.
You're out of your mind. Are you insane?
Every day on The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I haven't paid much attention. In fact, I don't think we've mentioned the Canadian convoy on the air before now. But it's a very, very big deal north of the border. The Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, said that the trucker convoy, the so-called Freedom Convoy, making its way to Ottawa, he said it's a small fringe minority who hold unacceptable views, and do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other. And here is what the Prime Minister sounded like with that declaration. It's clip 13.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they are expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
And part of that has to do with, I mean, some of the things that the trucker convoy has expressed. By the way, today, the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, announced that he has COVID and is dealing with it. He's young and healthy, and I certainly wish him a full recovery. But one of the descriptions from the Associated Press about what the Canadian protest looks like says that police in Canada's capital said today they are investigating possible criminal charges after anti-vaccine protesters urinated on the National War Memorial, danced on the tomb of the unknown soldier, and used the statue of a Canadian hero named Terry Fox to display an anti-vaccine statement. Thousands of protesters gathered in Ottawa Saturday to protest vaccine mandates, masks, and lockdowns. Some traveled in truck convoys and parked on the streets around Parliament Hill, blocking traffic. I'm sure that's popular. Many remained on Sunday, but the crowd thinned from its height a day earlier after drawing military and political rebukes for poor behavior. Ottawa's downtown liquor stores were closed early on Saturday and remained shuttered on Sunday. Other local businesses have been swamped by demonstrators defying mask mandates, and a large downtown shopping mall closed after protesters refused to follow COVID-19 regulations. The main avenue outside the Parliament buildings in Ottawa remained blockaded by a line of big rigs, and protesters, speaking on a makeshift stage, said they don't intend to leave anytime soon. Canada's legislature has been on a winter break since mid-December, but is scheduled to resume sitting today. The some demonstrators parked on the grounds of the National War Memorial, and others carried signs and flags featuring swastikas, sparking widespread condemnation. The statue of Fox, a national hero who lost a leg to bone cancer as a youngster, then set off in 1980 on a fundraising trek across Canada, was draped with an upside-down Canadian flag with a sign that said, "Mandate Freedom." General Wayne Eyre, Canada's top soldier, tweeted that he was sickened by the footage at the War Memorial, which was the site of a terror attack in 2014 that killed a 24-year-old soldier. And then they have this. The trucker convoy has drawn an unusual amount of global attention, most recently from Donald Trump. Quote, "We want those great Canadian truckers to know that we are with them all the way," the former U.S. president told a Texas rally Saturday night. Told that rally a lot of things. The protesters in Ottawa, the president said, quote, "are doing more to defend American freedom than our own leaders by far," he said. This is a reporter in Canada asking Trudeau, "Can you explain why you haven't met with the Freedom Convoy organizers?" Listen, clip 12.
"Can you explain the reason why you won't participate or meet with them? I mean, you've attended rallies on the Hill in the past, including during a Black Lives Matter protest and others. Is there a reason that you can give as for why you will not discuss or have any negotiations with this particular group?"
I have attended protests and rallies in the past when I agreed with the goals, when I supported the people expressing their concerns and their issues. Black Lives Matter is an excellent example of that.
Okay, he obviously, so he'll meet with Black Lives Matter because he agrees with them. Now, again, I am not sure of all the ins and outs and the extreme nature of the truckers' convoy, the so-called freedom convoy. There is this from Joe Scarborough, who doesn't think much of them. Here's what he has to say, clip 11.
Where were these protests when people were required to get five vaccines to start school? Where were these protests when people were required to get their children five vaccines?
They were in the doctor's office getting vaccines.
They were in the doctor's office getting vaccinated. They were making fun of left-wingers on the West Coast for being loopy anti-vaxxers.
Okay.
Now they have met the enemy, and the enemy, their enemy, is themselves, because they've become what they hated. They've become what they mock, and now they're taking food from soup kitchens because they're so put upon for being asked to do what they've been asked to do, required to do, their entire lives.
Coming up.
It's a cult.
Okay, the idea of the identification with Nazism, and there's no way that swastika isn't a symbol of anything else other than Nazism or just Jew hatred. And yes, that has to do with the swastikas that also turned up on the National Capitol in Union Station. And they apparently arrested the perpetrator. It's actually fascinating to hear what little they know about him. We will get to that story, and then I hope get to some of your calls on why you would agree with the statement that we have to just learn to live with COVID-19 and get on with our lives. In other words, the idea would be that even though the death rate continues to be totally unacceptable, despite ups and downs, right now it's not looking so great. So how do we just learn to live with that? Or is it what really means is learn to die with it? We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
I hear a lot of hate come from shock jocks like yourself.
Michael MedVed. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. President Biden says governors and mayors know how to get things done. Biden hosting a meeting of the National Governors Association at the White House and predicting the United States will emerge from the COVID crisis stronger. He added the nation must do more to curtail the surge of gun violence and violent crime. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's also a new study, and it's a fairly complicated study, but it's fascinating, about how the vaccinated and the unvaccinated feel about each other. And some fairly strong feelings. And some surprising results here, which we will get to. Let me go first to Matthew in Oregon. Matthew, you're on the Medved show.
Okay, so you want me to... Okay, first and foremost, the reason I say we need to move along is...
And learn to live with COVID.
Yes, yes.
That was a question. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, living with COVID. The thing is, okay, so Omicron, it's the most virulent version that we have so far. It came out of Africa. Africa is not exactly a place that is under control, as we could say it. I would also say, let's see, we have it all over South America. It's going into places that there is no way to control this. And it's just going to come back and back and back. And Omicron, from what I understand, is so virulent. Everybody except for that silly little island that is outside of India, the one where the guys, like, throw spears at you if you come near it with a boat or a plane. Other than them, we're all going to get this over and over and over and over again. And for me, it's basically the flu from... What I mean by the flu is, I mean, it's basically the flu from the 1900s. It hit us. It is going to kill quite a few of us. And some people vaccinate up, and they may do better, or, you know, they're likely to do better than those that don't, and just have to let Darwin do his job, and it'll call the herd in certain areas, and they'll do this, and you just have to accept it. That's where I'm at with it. That's where I'm at.
Okay, in other words, when you say that you acknowledge that people who continue to take precautions, who get vaccinated, who may avoid crowded bars, for instance, and try to wear masks in crowded indoor places, you acknowledge that will reduce your chances of serious illness.
Yeah, I do. But here's the thing, is I think that we have to be human, and we have to be able to live our lives. And one person may decide he's going to go to a thing. Like, where I would lose respect is, like, let's say you have a grandson or a son, and he's deciding, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to play high risk, and I'm going to go to parties, go to concerts, go to this, go to that, super spreader event. But then I'm going to come home and not tell my grandmother, and I'm going to come home and hang out with her. Now, what he can do, what I think is more reasonable, is a person just basically says, hey, I live a little bit more high risk. You want to interact closer or not? And other people can signal that they want to live less high risk. And they can,
yeah, but isn't it, doesn't it make sense, Matthew? I mean, when you say just get on with your life, we all do that ultimately. But doesn't it make sense to, if there are people you care about, to try to influence them to reduce the risk? And I'll give you another example. Is you can't really arrest everybody who's underage, for instance, and you're just talking about people who are underage, who goes out and drinks too much. It's a big problem, and there are all kinds of things in society that people do because they choose to do, but it's dangerous for themselves and others. It's very dangerous for other people when teenagers get drunk at fraternity parties. And we, by the way, in addition to everything else, despite the coronavirus, which has reduced the levels of driving, we have a rising level of drivers' accidents. So there was just a terrible accident in Las Vegas where one guy blowing through a stoplight at a very high rate of speed ended up 9 people died. 9 people in one accident, and I think 5 or 6 different cars. And the point is, you're right. Those things happen. You can never eliminate them. But don't you think that people in public life, and I include myself, should really do our best to try to discourage people from irresponsible behavior, to try to encourage the kind of choices, and they are choices, that are going to keep people safer? And you can reduce your chances of getting hospitalized with the Omicron virus, of getting hospitalized by about 40-1 by getting vaccinated, which is not dangerous. It's kind of a good thing. So wouldn't that be worth doing?
On the surface, I want to say yes. On the surface, I like the word yes in this. The thing is I think that it's been broadcast for quite a while, and I think what we're hitting is a diminishing return, and you're hitting, your wife is a psychologist, she would know about this, but there's a thing that happens with humans when you challenge them at the level of what they consider to be their identity. And I think that's
what is it in your identity that makes you an anti-vaxxer? There's nothing. That's not part of your identity. It's your opinion. And by the way, there are big news statistics. Hold on. Right now, with Omicron going on, vaccine reception has gone way up. There are more people who are getting vaccinated right now. The anti-vaxxers are not winning. I mean, the ones who survive. And, of course, every day in the news there's sad, sad stories of people who were very well-publicized anti-vaxxers. We had a state trooper here in the state of Washington who said the governor could go kiss his beep, and he just died of the virus. So, again, I wouldn't give up on any of that. It's the other thing that is very different here, living dangerously. Rock climbing can be dangerous, but if you decide to go rock climbing, You're putting yourself at risk. You have no impact on other people. This, unfortunately, does. By the way, impact on other people, there's some news from Ottawa. The Ottawa homeless shelter has been harassed by some of the people in that Freedom Convoy, so-called, the anti-vax convoy that came into town. They've been harassed by people who are there for the ongoing protest in Ottawa asking for food. And, I mean, again, what you don't need is a lot of homeless freedom protesters. Here is President Trump speaking last night in Conroe, Texas, on those Canadian truckers. The former president of the United States, clip six.
That's true. The Canadian truckers, you've been reading about it, who are resisting bravely these lawless mandates, are doing more to defend American freedom than our own leaders by far. And we want those great Canadian truckers to know that we are with them all the way. They are. They've really shown something.
Okay. This is something I don't get. One of the things that Trump has been right about until this is the vaccines. And I know he's opposed to vaccine mandates, but he can't be opposed to all vaccine mandates. I mean, isn't it for people in the medical field? Isn't it appropriate to have a mandate? And again, to identify with a fairly radical swastika displaying group like these truckers, Mr. President, want to reconsider? He won't. We'll be right back with more on the MedVed Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about living with COVID-19, where they're most experts right now, I know they're experts, what do they know? They've been wrong so many times. But in a general sense, I mean, obviously some of what the experts have achieved, like developing the vaccines, have saved hundreds of thousands of lives, millions of lives around the world. And there's a Washington Post piece, how much do vaccinated Americans dislike the unvaccinated? Actually, it's not just dislike, it's hate, is a word that might come to mind. And then the headline says, we measured. And they report that nearly a year after the first coronavirus vaccine was administered in the United States, about one in five American results still refuse to get vaccinated. By doing so, they remain at a greater risk for contracting, for spreading, and dying from the virus. That prolongs the pandemic, public health experts agree. While some media figures on the right talk about the unvaccinated as heroes fighting for liberty, others rage against them in national outlets under headlines like, I'm furious at the unvaccinated, unvaccinated people need to bear the burden, and readers are furious at vaccine refusers. Okay, so they said about this survey, and what they did is they didn't ask how you feel. They said, can you think of one word that describes what you think about the unvaccinated? And then they asked unvaccinated people, can you think of one word that describes how you feel about the vaccinated? And here's how it turned out. First, both vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals thought of themselves positively. In other words, when they asked people who were vaccinated, what do you think of the vaccinated, they said use very positive words. And 90% of the vaccinated Americans reported a positive feeling together with words like safe, smart, good, responsible, caring, and protected. It was nearly all positive words when they asked what the vaccinated people thought of themselves, of other vaccinated people. But then when they asked unvaccinated people, what do you think of yourself as a vaccinated person and other vaccinated people, they said cautious, scared, normal, good, and independent. And 56% of the words that people thought of for their own group, for the unvaccinated, were positive. And for the vaccinated, 90% were positive about being vaccinated. But here's the surprising thing. Most vaccinated people do dislike the unvaccinated. The most commonly used characteristics, words that they used to characterize these individuals were, number one was stupid, number two, selfish, number three, ignorant, dumb, unsafe, and foolish. By the way, my word would be sad. And by the way, because, again, it's so complicated, and I don't feel any sense of, when you hear all the stories of people who have been very publicly fighting against the vaccines, as if that were something worth doing, and then terrible things happen, that's not sad. That's sad. 72% of vaccinated individuals feel more positively about vaccinated individuals than they do about the unvaccinated, and only 23% feel roughly the same about both groups. In other words, people do care about this. Our research finds that, as journalists have been reporting, many vaccinated Americans are angry at those who have not been vaccinated. But it's not reciprocated. And I think one of the reasons for that is it is very, very hard. There's such a big majority of people who are vaccinated now. And you're talking about three-fourths of American adults, more. So when you just assume that somebody that you're running into is vaccinated, it's, I think, more surprising. Though the idea of hating anybody because of vaccination status, it seems to me, is not constructive, not helpful. There are so many other aspects to what you can get angry about. I'll tell you something to get angry about. Is there was an actress in New York who's just been fired from her job. And the story in the New York Post was, you remember, the other day, Jason Rivera was a 22-year-old cop whose wife just gave a magnificent talk at his funeral about what his death meant, what his sacrifice meant, and what cops do every single day to keep the rest of us safe. The cop, Jason Rivera, and his partner had been murdered when they came out to help a domestic call. There was a woman who was complaining about her son, who was acting irrationally, and she was worried about him, so they came out to try to calm the son down or help him get some help. He just burst out of a room and started firing and killed these young cops. The one was 27, Jason Rivera was 22. And this woman, whose name was Guzman, she's a Cuban, Jacqueline Guzman. We have a clip of her. She posted a video to TikTok, and this is part of what she said that ruined her career and needlessly hurt people and upset them. Listen, this is clip 18.
We do not need to shut down most of Lower Manhattan because one cop died for probably doing his job incorrectly. They kill people who are under 22 every single day for no good reason, and we don't shut down the city for them. So, like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. What if somebody is having a heart attack in this area? Nobody can get to them because it's all blocked off for one cop.
And I think the term of one effing cop, right after this model public hero devoted to his work has basically sacrificed his life. And it doesn't help her. Face-to-Face Films, which had employed Jacqueline Guzman, has just been made aware of an insensitive video involving one of our members, Jacqueline Guzman. Face-to-Face Films does not support nor condone these comments made about fallen Officer Rivera. As a result, she is no longer a member of our company. And really, this is basically shut down the whole thing. Complaining about Officer Rivera's funeral on Fifth Avenue. She also, again, obviously her claim that cops kill people under 22 every single day. Cops do not kill people every single day. I mean, a cop somewhere has killed somebody every single day. But in New York, the number of cops who are killed by civilians continues to be high, and much higher than the number of civilians, even though when a cop does kill a civilian, it's very well publicized. Some of the police killings, some of which are deliberate and based on basically anti-police propaganda, of which there is far too much, and that ought to be put in perspective. By the way, this is no question of freedom of speech, because first of all, if you have those feelings, keep them to yourself. I mean, do you think you're going to get a lot of when you want a cop to come out and protect your shoot for your film or commercial or whatever it is that she does as an actress? So, or if she's mugged on the street, you think she's likely to get a lot of people in blue? The truth is, they will come out because they love their work, they love the country. And we should show them some love back in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.